Hey everyone, welcome to the next episode of Gig Bag Chats. Today we're going to talk with Andrew Marshall about content marketing. It's a specialized type of marketing that you may be able to take advantage of. So Andrew, thank you for joining me today on Gig Bag Chats. I'm excited to talk with you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So tell me, I know you and I have known each other for decades now, which is weird, but I know you do a lot of different things. Tell me all the different things that you do right now.
Okay, all the things. Well, mostly what I'm doing right now is writing. And that takes a couple of different forms. I am the managing editor for backpackinglight.com. So that's a lot of working with authors and chasing down deadlines and managing the calendar. And then I contribute also pieces. Then I do some freelance journalism. So I've written for a couple of other publications. And then I also do what's called content marketing, which is writing blog content for companies that are selling products or have some sort of business, you know, service.
Right.
So that's the writing end. And then I'm also a photographer and a fine artist. And so I sell some prints and some originals that way. And then I used to do video production and I'm phasing out of that now.
So you don't have a lot going on at the moment.
No, not a lot.
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit more about your writing and the content writing or content marketing sort of side of things today. So what exactly is that, and what made you steer your career towards that?
So content marketing is kind of a weird thing, and I might stumble around the definition here a little bit, but for the layperson, so imagine you are let's say you're a sock company, okay, and you make socks for outdoors pursuits. One of the ways you can get people to your website is by having a blog where you talk about things that are related to your product, but aren't necessarily exclusively your product. So you might hire a content writer, a content marketer, to create a blog for you that was talking about, let's say, some other skill that was related to hiking, but wasn't necessarily about choosing socks. So you could talk about shoes, like what are the best hiking shoes right now? And so then when people are typing in, what are the best hiking shoes right now? They will find your blog in the search results and end up at your website.
Ah, creative.
So that's the basic. So that's like the kind of like really capitalist by the book definition. But another way that people use content marketing is to build a relationship with their audience and build trust and create kind of a community or a back and forth with their audience that goes beyond just, you know, whatever product they're selling.
Very cool. So what made you like the writing side of this sort of world? Because I know you said you started out in video and you've done a lot of different things, but why is writing important to you now?
There's a couple of different reasons. Writing is much less dependent on all of the technical things in your life going right at the same time. And I know you understand that. But you know, with video production, any 10 things could go wrong on any given day and like bring any project to a halt, right? Like
I don't know anything about that.
Your computer could crash, your hard drive could fry, your internet could go out, you know, none of which slows me down. Video production became too stressful for me, basically. I just couldn't. And also the technology is increasing at such a rapid pace. You know, it wasn't that long ago that ultra high resolution cameras were utterly out of the range of like people in kind of your market. And now all of a sudden, you know, they're within reach. And I just, as a like one man operation, I couldn't keep up with the progressively increasing technology.
Yeah, no, I totally understand that. One thing that you made me aware of is that, much like you said about content marketing, is that some of these major client or major companies don't necessarily do the blog themselves or, you know, come up with all this content themselves. They sort of sub it out to freelance writers, much like yourself.
Right.
So what is the benefit of hiring if I'm a small business owner, what's the benefit of going to someone like you versus me trying to juggle all the things?
Yeah, there's a couple of benefits. One is that you've got better things to do, right? Like, people underestimate the fact that writing is a skill that takes practice and craftsmanship. And, you know, you can certainly learn it, but is that the most effective use of your time and energy? Probably not, right? So outsourcing it to people who do it professionally is a very efficient and effective use of your money and time, however you want to quantify your resources, right? And the interesting thing about writers is that because this is what we do on a daily basis, we are really good at picking up a broad knowledge base really quickly. Personally, my niche is outdoors, but that's a pretty broad niche, right? So I know a little bit about base jumping and bungee jumping and skiing and scuba diving. I've never done any of those things, but I've learned enough about them that I can speak, you know, to a certain expert level on all of that stuff. And so that's what you're looking for in a content marketer. Let's say if you're an HVAC company or something like that, just to pull that randomly out of nowhere, you would probably try to find a writer who at least is used to writing things that are tangential to that world. And those people are out there, you know, and they don't have to be ex-HVAC installers, but you are looking for somebody with a little bit of expertise, and then you can give them an outline or something that only takes you 10 minutes to put together, and then they can spend all day, you know, giving you a good piece of content.
While I was researching, talking to you about some of this stuff, I know one of the big things, you know, about blogs and content writing is, you know, it helps with your SEO, you know, so people, when they Google, you know, like for the sock example, when they Google, you know, best hiking shoes, and it goes there. I mean, that's someone who would go to your website that normally wouldn't go to your website.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's all kinds of tricks to that too. SEO is complicated, and it's not just about like, I'm still learning about it myself, and I do this for a living. Right. And it changes. In fact, Google just redid their entire algorithm a couple of weeks ago. And it definitely like shifted the rankings of how websites were showing up in Google searches. And again, as a small business owner, that's not something you want to spend the time staying on top of. It's just not an efficient use of your time. So you outsource that to someone who is, because it's their job, studying this and staying on top of it. And they know how to put those keywords in the right spot on the page, the right kinds of keywords. That's what you're looking for.
So I know I'm going to ask you a question that I know every sort of artist loves, but what is this like? If I'm interested in hiring a content writer, what is my cost looking like for that?
That's a good question. You want to go into the hiring process knowing exactly what your deliverables are going to be. So you want to approach a writer and say, I want 4 pieces so I can publish one a week, 800 words each. I will present you with an outline, we'll agree on 2 revisions, you know, that as just as an example.
Sure.
Because defining the scope is very important, both to writers, because there's a thing that in our business we call scope creep, where, you know, a project kind of grows out of control and suddenly you're getting paid a lot less for it than you originally were. And as it just on your end, as the person, you know, writing the check, you want to know that you're getting what you agreed on. So I know that didn't really answer your question from a monetary standpoint, but the reason is because depending on the experience and the topic and the scope of the project, it could be anywhere from $1,000 a month, you know, in the mid range. And then there's a huge latitude on either end of that.
Gotcha. So if I am a business owner, I'm interested in hiring you directly, or how do I go about that?
Like me specifically?
You specifically.
Oh, okay. You could email me at andrew@andrewmarshallimages.com.
Go ahead.
You can also find me on Facebook, Andrew Marshall Images, and Instagram, Andrew Marshall Images. And certainly if I don't have time to do it, I can put you in touch with a whole lot of writers who are definitely looking for some money.
That's awesome. And then if I wanted to hire a writer that necessarily wasn't had a specialty in the outdoors, how do I go about finding a freelance content marketer or writer?
One of the best ways to do it is to get on Upwork. Upwork is a platform that connects freelancers to contractors. And with Upwork, a lot of the times you can look at references from other employees. You can see how long the people have been. You can look at other examples of their work. So that's just one example. There's a couple of other examples that I can look up and send you, and you can put in the notes for this video or something like that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Finding a platform like that is usually a good way to do it, as opposed to just like kind of asking around. Again, it's the idea of paying for expertise.
Right.
From a video editing and production standpoint, one of the things that I often found frustrating as a professional was that I was in competition with somebody's nephew who just graduated from film school, and they've got a DSLR and a tripod, and people think that, oh, I'll hire that guy because he works for a lot less. But you're going to get a product that is reflective of what you're paying for in our fields usually.
That's a very, very good point. Absolutely. Well, Andrew, I appreciate your time and your expertise in this very sort of niche profession, which I find incredibly fascinating, since I usually get a text from you every once in a while when I post a blog article going, hey, you're and you're, you need to learn, or they're there and there. You really need to learn these things. So
yeah, I'll give you another hint for writing copy on your website. If you're going to do it yourself, invest in a Grammarly account.
Oh, okay. Great advice.
Grammarly is a plugin. It works. It can work in Facebook. It's good for social media posts, and it'll just keep you from making those really mistakes that are easy to make, even sometimes with autocorrect, but they end up making you look kind of silly.
Yeah. Especially from a corporate standpoint, I want to be able to go to a business that knows the difference between spelling when I don't.
Absolutely.
Well, Andrew, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. And,